Good morning. I'd like to welcome everybody who is here today. I know we have a lot of folks traveling, but I also know that some people have come this direction and are here visiting today, so we'd like to welcome you. You will find pads at the end of the pews. If you would please fill that out, we will know of your presence here and be able to add your names as we get them to our mailing lists or our email lists, whatever. I believe Phil Chan sent out an email most people received about a drive to collect men's winter clothing. Some of that has already come in, and we're collecting it in the Hope Room. Can you take it after today, Phil, or... So if you did not get the original email, we'll still take those donations of men's winter clothing for men who are living on the streets, working on the streets. So please go ahead and bring those in. There's also going to be a potluck at Pastor Chris's house to have an opportunity to see Grace Kim and possibly Krista Looper when they are here for a visit. And that will be on January 4th, Saturday night. So if you're able to attend, please RSVP to Pastor Chris that you will be coming and what cover dish you might be bringing. I imagine she's going to fill in the gaps of those things that nobody says they'll bring. Are there any other announcements? Dan? Right, so do pick up your envelopes in the Hope Room. Julie. So next Sunday, all willing hands, able hands, we would appreciate your help in taking down the decorations. Everybody loves to get them up, and somehow they don't like to take them down. So Julie and Gladys would appreciate your help in getting those down next Sunday after worship and coffee hour. Any other announcements? Our hymns today, a number of them are going to be congregational choice. I don't know about you, but I find that we do not get to sing enough Christmas carols. We observe Advent well, and if we do that, that means we don't sing Christmas carols till Christmas Eve. And so today we're going to do quite a few Christmas carols. You'll see several places where they are your choice. The ones we are singing are listed on the board here, so any ones other than that, please feel free to make your requests. Elena is going to be here at the keyboard, ready to play whatever you happen to request. So keep that in mind as we approach, and even our opening carol is a congregational choice. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For a child has been born, a son given to us. Authority rests on his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let us rejoice in our God, our Savior, and worship our Lord. And our opening care will be... For what? 49. 49. You may be seated. God does not disappoint those who come in hope, nor does God turn away those who approach in faith. Let us make our confession to God in hope and faith, first silently and then in unison. Let us pray. We confess, surprising God, that our sense of anticipation has been dulled. We have ceased to expect any wonders from your hand. We do not see the marvels around us in the people and happenings that we view as commonplace. We are not alert to your presence and your action on our behalf. We are not pardon and redeem us, that we may escape the judgment we are bringing on ourselves. Send your light that it may shine through us into a needy world. In Jesus' name, amen. God sent Jesus not to judge us, but to save us. God accepts both our courage and our fears. In the name of Christ, our sins are forgiven. Dare to accept the gift of a new beginning. Another congregational choice for a hymn, and we'll sing only two verses. Any other requests? 36. You don't have the pleasure of standing up here and listening to you sing. It's lovely. I have served a number of congregations, and some of them kind of went when they were singing. And this is very nice to stand up here and have like a choir out here singing. We come to our time of joys and concerns, and since I'm still relatively new and still trying to learn names, if you would please identify yourself when you give your prayer request this morning. That'll give me a help in learning names at the same time of making sure I have names correctly as I start to say the prayers this morning. I do have a couple of prayer requests or concerns to bring up for you as well this morning. As most of you probably are aware, Pastor Chris's brother-in-law died Christmas Eve, and so we are bringing that concern for her, her sister Jen, and all of their family. Also, prayers for their safe travel as they are traveling at this time. Safe travels for many people, too many for me to name that I know are traveling on the road. You know some of them. I do not know all of them myself. Prayers for Tom Evans on the death of one of his very good friends this past week. And then for the Cago family, the last word we had was that they had had their court date and that there was going to be a judgment in January on the 15th, but now they have been told they have yet another piece of paper that they have to turn in, and they will not be able to get that to the authorities until the end of January. So they will be coming home. They can't afford to be away from their jobs any longer. So please continue to keep Steve, Janet, Annette, and Ashley in your prayers. They do appreciate the prayer support. They can feel it all those miles away. So do continue to keep them. Any other prayer concerns? You may have an easy job. Any prayer concerns?
Gladys Brown, continue prayers for Juliet, who's still recuperating, and she's in rehab, suffering a stroke.
We just sang about the bleak midwinter, which we haven't experienced too much yet, but a lot of our fellow Americans and people in Canada and other places have been without electricity for a long time, and so I'd like to pray for all of them, and I'd also like to share my joy at having one of the best Christmases I've had, and what made it so special was going out to do chores with my daughter at the farm where she works and feeding the chickens and the pigs.
Please pray for my father-in-law. His name is Paul, and he's in the hospital. He's 3 days shy his 95th birthday. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Once he wants to praise my God. Mi ya nyanyoko na chele Yesu. Ehi walena nimi yekuni Yesu jimi nyanyole Yesu jimi nyanyole nyanyopapa Yesu jimi nyanyole Ehi walena nimi yekuni Yesu jimi nyanyole mi nyanyoko na chele Yesu ehi walena nimi yekuni Yesu jimi nyanyole Yesu jimi nyanyole Yesu jimi nyanyole Ewalena nimi yikuni. Yesu jimi nyanyole. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell the choir, the pastor, Pastor Chris, everybody, I tell everybody, thank you.
Thank you.
For their prayer, for their support. I tell my father, thank you. A power making me stand here today. That's not my power. God great. Hallelujah. God power is making me stand here. I go to doctor. The doctor say, no, see the sickness. I don't know what's wrong with me. I go to machine. I don't know what's wrong with me. I say, you doctor, you don't know what's wrong with me. My father know what's wrong with me. Hallelujah. Let me turn it to my father now. And I turn it to my father. By grace, I stand right here. So I tell Father, thank you. Father, 2014 coming. I want you to take your wing to cover everybody in the church. Your children. You know everybody's problem. Hallelujah. Save all your children. Because we don't know where in the 2014. Only you one know. Father, save all where you brought. Cover all. I present my sister's children. Hallelujah. I tell everybody, thank you. Jesus, you know where you take it off from. Hallelujah. We don't come here. We come here to serve you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are God. Father, you are God, Lord. Let we clean our heart. Let we give to our Father. He know what's wrong with us. He know what's wrong with us. He know how money to heal us. He know how money to provide for us. Hallelujah. School children, you all trust the God. You are sitting in a church, you all trust the God. The 2014, you are not drinking, you are not smoking. You go to school for your father yourself. You don't go to school for your father. You don't go to school for your mother. You go to school for yourself. For tomorrow, hallelujah. You are not drinking, you are not smoking. Hallelujah, Jesus. When your father give you the advice, you will not say, I'm a woman for myself, a man for myself. You are okay. Hallelujah. You are listening to your father. You are listening to your mother. Let God give you the long life. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we tell you, thank you for your protection. Hallelujah. Father, I don't know what to give to you, but I just give my life to you. My lifetime in your hand. Oh, Jesus, my family, my children, and far and near, I present everybody to you. Father, you know where you're picking me from. So I in your hand now. Hallelujah. You greater me. And you know what's wrong with me. Hallelujah. You doctors, I tell you, thank you. I tell everybody, thank you. And the Presbyterian Church, hallelujah. Your level calling that name. He our Savior. He our provider. He our hero. He our everything, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You are God.
Thank you. Are there any other? Judy?
I'd like continued prayers for Walter. And for myself, for my eye condition. And I have a birthday coming up this week.
Happy birthday. Santa wasn't nice to us on the Christmas.
Thank you all. Still getting accustomed to the microphones. Let us pray. Oh God, we come before you at this time of year, rejoicing in your love, And at the same time, we are rejoicing and living very blessed lives. We are aware that there are others whose lives are very difficult. People who have known loss during this Christmas season, even throughout this year, so that our celebrations have a hole in them of the people we have lost that we have loved. We pray for all of those who mourn. And we pray for all of those whose lives are difficult, who live in shelters or on the streets. And we're reminded, as our Christ was born in a humble stable, that he came for all of us. And then in that humble death, he was identifying with even the lowliest of people. We thank you, God, for the joys of this season where we can have time with family, like Suzanne did. But so many of us have had family with us, and it has been such a joy. We pray for Juliet, that she may find healing now that she is in rehab. Give her patience for the months ahead, where she will continue the long, slow process of healing. Be with Elena's father-in-law, Paul. May he know your loving presence surrounds him. We pray for healing for Walter and for Judy. We also pray, oh God, for your protection and your love to surround all of those we love. We thank you for always being with us, loving us, holding us up through the tough times. We pray, oh God, that we will be your hands on earth, that we will reach out to those who do not have as much as we have. Help us to feel compassion and love for all of those we meet. We pray that you will be with the leaders of this nation, and may they behave wisely. May they be guided by you to take actions which will benefit all people. May they act out of selflessness rather than out of the desire for power or money. We pray that you will be with the leaders of all nations, that they will work together to seek peace within their own borders as well as across national lines. God, help us all to recognize the humanity in all other people we meet, wherever we might go throughout the world. Help us, God, to start with peace between us, and may it extend to all the world. We pray for healing for those who have mental illnesses. May they have all that they need in order to be motivated to work for their own welfare. May they have the good help that they need and support. We thank you, God, that we live in a place where we have so many benefits, so much good health care available, and we pray that we will continue to have this and recognize how lucky we are. We pray, oh God, for all of those who serve this country. If they are in danger, may they know your presence with them. We thank you for their sacrifice. We pray for their families that are left behind. We pray, oh God, for all of those who remain nameless, but who need your loving presence. May they hear your response of love. And we pray these all in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray as he taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Burp in the brain here, sorry. It's time for the children. Comes. We'll wait. Mary and Joseph have come to Bethlehem, and just as they get here, it is time for this baby she's been waiting for. You remember? She just kept getting bigger and bigger, and we had to wait and wait. And they got here. There are all those people. And when they got here, it was time for her to have the baby. And so the baby was born. Yeah, see, the baby is being born here. Yeah, it's a baby boy, isn't it? Can't you tell? And so the baby was born, and they wrapped it in swaddling cloth. And they didn't have a bed, they didn't have a crib, so they put the baby in a manger. You know what a manger is? That's where they put the straw for the animals to eat. And so that's where they put the baby Jesus. And look at that. Remember that crazy angel that had the torn up shoes and the raggedy old wings? Yeah, well, that really is an angel. And here, what is he doing? Remember the story you told the other night? He's scaring the sheep, and you know who else he scared probably was the shepherds. And the angel said, don't be afraid, because there's a baby that's been born in Bethlehem just for you. And so all the shepherds are looking up in the sky at the angels, and there are more angels, and they're all singing, glory to God, glory to God. And they decide, you know, they've heard about this baby, what should they do? They've heard about the baby. So they decide, they talk among themselves. And what do you remember what they decided to do? Yeah, you were a shepherd the other night. They decided to go and see the baby. But if you have pets, you know what happens. Look at that sheep. That sheep thought it was going to follow them all the way to the manger. And the shepherd has to stop and say, no, 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 you go home. You think that happened? It could have. It could have. So there they are. They came to the manger, and guess what? It was just like the angel said. They got there, and there was a baby lying in the straw where the animals usually ate. And these are the shepherds looking at the baby in the manger. Yeah, yeah. That's the way babies lay, you know? And so that's the next part of the story. There's more to come yet. that we didn't talk about the other night, and we're not going to talk about it today, because there's more story to come next week. You think you can wait? We have to wait some more. That's what this season's all about, is wait, 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 right? But at least you got to have Christmas now, right?
I already have Christmas.
Yep, you already had Christmas. Okay? Oh, wow. Weren't you lucky? Yep. Okay, let's say a prayer. Okay? Thank you, God, for baby Jesus. We thank you that because of Jesus, we know how much you love us. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Okay. You have to excuse me. I grew up in the mountains. Sometimes I don't say things correctly.
Good morning. The Old Testament lesson today is Psalm 98. And please remain seated and read responsively with me. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for God has done marvelous things.
The Lord's right hand and holy arm have brought victory.
The Lord has made known his victory.
The Lord has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations.
God's steadfast love and faithfulness are remembered by the house of Israel.
All of the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Break forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre.
With the lyre and the sound of melody.
With trumpets and the sound of the horn.
Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord.
Let the sea roar and all that fills it.
The world and those who live in it.
Let the floods clap their hands. At the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is coming to judge the earth.
God will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity.
And Psalm 98 becomes a Christmas carol. The Christmas carol is Joy to the World in the Blue Hymnal number 40.
Before we sing the hymn, I'll give you a little history of it. We pick up these hymns and we sing them year after year and we love them, but where did they all come from to start with? Y'all have probably heard, y'all, there you know, I'm from the mountains. Y'all have heard that Isaac Watts, you've heard of him, I'm sure, was basically the founder of English hymn writing. And he wrote Joy to the World clear back in 1719. And then Lowell Mason arranged the music for this hymn in 1839. And he used some music from George Frederick Handel. And thank goodness it was a long time before copyright laws, or we wouldn't have the music to this hymn. They used to borrow a lot from one another back in those times. And so we have these words that Watts penned because he was upset with the way the Psalms were being sung in the churches. And his desire was to inspire and animate the Old Testament and to make it come alive for people. And so he took Psalm 98 and roughly adapted it to become the lyrics for a hymn for us. And so we have the Old Testament prophecy that a Messiah, the Lord, has come. And so we're going to sing two verses of Joy to the World, number 40.
Thank you.
The epistle lesson this morning is Titus 3, 4 to 7. And I'm sure all of you remember that Titus traveled with Paul, and Paul had assigned him to sort of straighten up and straighten out the church and the immorality in Crete. Okay, 4 to 7. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy through the water of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. This Spirit he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
Now that the Christmas rush is behind us, the wrapping paper is all crammed back into the garbage can or into the recycling. Everybody's probably breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief. The rush is over. And perhaps that sigh can be heard coming to us over the centuries from Reverend Joseph Marr of St. Nicholas Church, who composed on Christmas Eve under a great crush, Silent Night. He got to the church for the Christmas evening program of music and discovered that the organ was not working. The mice had eaten the bellows. So there was a soundless organ, and he had to come up with something to fill in. And so he sat down and he penned the words of Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, and excuse my German. I learned it from Hungarian with my mountain accent. So I'm sure my German is awful, and nobody would be able to understand it. Nevertheless, the schoolmaster and church organist Franz Guber put his words to a melody. And that night, when they were supposed to be having their Christmas program of music, the pastor and the organist together sang Silent Night for the first time to the accompaniment of a guitar. But that wasn't the end of the story, because, of course, the organ still needed to be repaired. And the organ repairman came along, and he heard the music, saw the song, and he asked for a copy of it. And as he went around the countryside repairing organs, he would share this little piece of music called Silent Night. Finally, somebody picked it up, named the Stasser family, and they had a dual occupations. They made gloves, but they also sang at folk festivals and fairs. And so they sang Silent Night in Leipzig at a fair. And the rest of the story is probably easily imagined by all of us, because now it has been sung in congregations around the world in many languages besides the German. And it's just not Christmas Eve if somewhere in that evening service we don't sing Silent Night, especially to candlelight. And so this morning, without candlelight, we are going to sing Silent Night, which is number 80 in the Presbyterian hymnal. I'm sorry, 60. I can't even read my own print. Number 60. Thank you.
You know, when you let two younger ladies like us up here, we get carried away. This is the Luke's version of the Christmas story and Jesus' birth. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. This is the word of the Lord.
Are there any other requests for a hymn, a carol? 29. Two verses of 29.
Thank you.
pastor of Church of the Holy Trinity in Philadelphia was traveling on Christmas Eve in 1865 on a horse between Jerusalem and Bethlehem. And he stopped by the field, which he believed probably was the field where the shepherds had stood the night that the angels appeared to them. And when he got back to Philadelphia 3 years later, he wrote the song that recounted his experience of stopping by those fields that winter night. And he wrote a carol that was introduced to his congregation by 6 Sunday school teachers and 36 Sunday school children, singing it for the first time. And so this was the humble beginning in 1868 of O Little Town of Bethlehem, which is number 44, and we will sing just 2 verses of that as well. I'm not ready for Christmas to end. Advent, yes. Christmas, no. The weeks of Advent lived in counterpoint with the commercial world playing strange renditions of Christmas music, pushing us to buy. Yet Halloween is hardly past. Even as we try patiently to anticipate the birth of our Lord, wonder when he will come again, we are assaulted on every side. Come by, be merry. This time of year is painful, though. Guilt, since after all, you are not merry. All because, well, many reasons. Not enough money. Gifts you'd like to buy but can't. Underwear and socks, not toys. Too busy to worship as you'd like. Crushingly depressed in a world gone mad. Missing loved ones too far away. Maybe separated by anger, not miles. Lost loved ones, never to be seen again. Beautiful memories, painful memories, linger. Holes in our hearts. No, give me Christmas. let me wrap it softly round my neck. Hold it to my heart. Sing the songs of beautiful angels, a holy baby in a humble manger laid. Frightened, curious shepherds, crowded little Bethlehem, a silent, calm, bright night. Christ, our Savior, is born. Yes, our Savior is born. Let's hold on to this for months and years ahead. Life will never be the same. For our gracious God, not from righteous works that we did, but on the basis of mercy, from an outrageous love for us, God saved us, came to dwell, Emmanuel, God with us, through a human being. God embraces all of humanity that we might have the hope of eternal life. No, let's keep Christmas. Hold it tightly to our hearts. Let us affirm our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed, the ecumenical version that you'll find, I believe it's on page 14 in the hymn book. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Dear Jesus, we thank you for all these gifts. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings which you give to us and our families and this church. And Lord, we just ask that all of us be grateful, grateful, grateful. And Lord, we will do our best to put these blessings that you have given us into use to reach out to all the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Any requests for the final carol? 23. Go tell it on the mountains, over the plains, and over this pulsing ocean that Jesus Christ, our Lord, is born. And now may you feel the blessings of God, our Father, the love of Christ, and the peace of the Holy Spirit, now and always. And please share in this celebration of our risen Lord. Alleluia. Amen.